Talk is by Stephen Hart, Sarah Boyle, and Paul Simmons at Northern Arizona University, Water and Nitrogen Limitation of the Soil Microbial Community in Managed and Unmanaged Southwestern Ponderosa Pine Forests. We can all read this, Gus Pearson, Natural Area, 1909. Okay, restoration area. Gus Pearson Natural Area, 1909. Gus Pearson Natural Area, 1970s. John, can you comment about what happened in between? Too many lodgepole pines crowding out the ponderosa. This is Jenny Norton's interpretation. We have no words here to help us out. Does structure connote function? These structural changes have led to the following hypothesized changes in ecosystem function. Decreased soil nutrient and water availabilities, decreased stream and spring water outflows, decreased net primary production of both herbaceous and woody plants. Restoration effects, GPNA, that's Gus Pearson, natural area. Before treatment, 1992. And then 3 years after complete restoration treatment, 1997. Can anyone comment on the restoration treatment? John? Oh, you can. Thank you. Flagstaff Urban Wildland Interface Area. Let's see. Ah, here. I guess it's the area blown up here. Hypotheses. Removal of water limitation will increase microbial activity and alter functional capacity. Additional removal of N limitation will further increase microbial activity and alter functional capacity. Onset of summer rains following the late spring dry period will reduce treatment differences. Unrestored stand will generally show a greater response to water and nitrogen amendments than the restored stand. Methods. Study sites. This experiment was conducted within the Fort Valley Experimental Forest, 15 kilometers northwest of Flagstaff, Arizona, as part of the Grand Canyon Forest Partnership's Flagstaff Urban Wildlife Interface, FUI project. FUI. The study area is approximately 2,250 meters in elevation, with a gentle topography and a cool subhumid climate. Mean annual precipitation is 577 millimeters. Half of which occurs as winter snow and the other half as summer rain. The basalt-derived soils are classified as a complex of fine, smectitic, frigid, typic, argiborals, and mollic eutroborals. More methods. Experimental design. We compared two adjacent 16-hectare stands, an unrestored stand with high bole density, 709 trees per hectare, basal area, 40 meters square per hectare and intact forest floor. Restored stand that had been thinned in September of 99, reducing bole density from 800 to 91 trees per hectare. Basal area was reduced from 39 to 8.5 meters per hectare. Slash from the harvesting operation within the restored stand was grouped into piles and burned in February of 2000. The entire restored stand was broadcast burned in April of 2000. I think we're repeating what we just heard earlier. These are unrestored ponderosa pine stands. Plot 12, October 98. Plot 12, July 2000. Plot 18, October 98. And Unrestored Stand, Plot 18, July 2000. Ponderosa Pine Stand before and after restoration. Restored Stand prior to restoration treatments, October 98. Restored Stand prior to restoration treatments, October 98. Over here, Restored Stand after restoration treatments, July 2000. And here, this is plot 12, July 2000. This is plot 18, July 2000. Oh.
On those particular plots right there, they had actually done a little bit different restoration treatment. One of them was leaving, again, 1.5 trees per year, seven trees per remnant, and then after the other one was 2.5 or some other number like that, more trees left per remnant tree. And there was no breaking of the material.
Experimental design. Within each of the two stands, 60-meter by 60-meter grid was established with 20 grid points. At the even-numbered grid points within each stand, n equals 10 per stand, we inserted three place-holding rings, 1 centimeter into the ground to mark subplot locations, forming a triad. Each subplot at each plot center was randomly assigned to one of three treatments, unamended, water amended, water plus nitrogen amended. What are these? Are just bowls? Leftover bowls after cutting?
PVC pipe.
Oh, PVC pipe, okay. More experimental design. Over a 13-month period, each W ring received a total of 865 meters of additional water, and each W plus N ring received the same amount of water plus N. Precipitation data from a nearby weather station indicates we added more than 1.7 times the amount of water that fell as precipitation during this period. And they added 350 times the amount of N. That's typical for the area. Soil analyses, two sample dates, dry and wet, in situ soil CO2 efflux, 24-hour soda lime, microbial N, CFE method, community level physiological profiles. Water and nitrogen amendments significantly increased soil water content and available N pools during both dry and wet periods in the unrestored stand. This is going to take some time to digest. I don't have much time here. Microbial biomass. Soil CO2 efflux. Bacterial CLPP, where are those principal component percentages? I don't see them. Here we go. Fungal CLPP. Summary, in the restored stand, more than doubling precipitation inputs altered microbial activity and function only during the dry period. In the restored stand, adding water alone had no effect on microbial biomass activity or function. Adding both water and N increased microbial biomass as well as microbial activity. Onset of summer rains generally reduced or eliminated effects of water and N. Nevertheless, both the restored and unrestored stands responded similarly to water and N additions. Taken together, results suggest that forest restoration, at least in the short term, has only modest effects on alleviating water and N limitation of the soil biota. We speculate that changes in the quality of organic matter inputs over time are necessary for restoration to significantly influence soil microbial function. Voila. Okay.
Thank you, Marianne.
All right. Okay.